Hello there, Bill.
Hello there, Trevor. How are you this evening?
Very good, very good.
Sort of got forward to another session, another great show.
Yeah, got this sort of deja vu feeling about things today, Bill. But never mind. We're here. This is Country Meets Celtic with your hosts, Trevor Summers and Bill Wall, the Blackpool Boys. And we'll be taking you through for an hour of the best in country and Celtic music, folks.
Dublin to Dallas.
From Waiheke to Wyoming, that's what you're listening to. Now, this is a singer that I know you know, Bill, Christy Moore.
Moore.
Yeah. Christy Moore, a great Irish singer. He sang with Planxty, but he's really probably noticed as a solo album artist. Anyway, it's the track you know here as well, Bill. It's called The Crack Was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Oh, my luck, this one.
Better explain about that. Isle of Man, of course, you'll know, is an island just off the coast of England. And between England and Ireland, I suppose you might say. Famous for its TT races. Anyway, this is a little song about a group of Irishmen who went across from Dublin to the Isle of Man for a, let's say, for the crack, for an enjoyable time. And this is the story of how they got on. Christy Moore, The Crack Was 90 in the Isle of Man.
A song written by a friend of mine, a fellow in Jersey, a fellow from Dublin living in Jersey. Weren't we the rare old stock? Spent the evening getting locked in the Essa Hearts, where the high stools were engaging. Hold the footbridge down to the dock, and the boat she sailed at 5 o'clock. Hurry, lads, says Whacker, before we're there we'll all be back. Carry him if he can. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Before we reached the the Alexander Best, the ding-dong we did surely rest. In the bar of the ship had great sport, as the boat she sailed out from the port. Landed up in the Douglas Head, inquired for a vacant bed. In the dining room got shown by a decent woman up the road, let's say it if you can. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Ironman. Next morning went for a ramble round and saw the sights of Douglas Town. Then we went for a mighty session in the pub they called the Davies. All got drunk by 3:30, just over up and swimming in the sea. Back to the Dicks with the spruce up and boil, waiting for the Rosie. We all drew up our plan. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Went to the Texas bar and came back down the horse and car. Met Big Jim and we all went in to drink some wine in the Yates's. The Liverpool girls, it was said, were all to be met in the Douglas Head. McShane was there in a tie and shorts. The Florin girls, he was trying to flirt. Same here, girls, I'm your man. Oh, the cut was 90 in the Isle of Man. Wacker fancied his good looks, and an Isle of Man woman he was struck. The Liverpool lad was by her side, and he drove the jar into her. Wacker thought he'd take a chance, so he asked her where we went out to dance. Around the floor they stepped it out, so Wacker to us no bother. Everything was going to plan. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man woman fancied a whack. Your man put there till his heads get back. And whack, they all whacked into whack. Whack was landed on his back. The boatless force arrived as well. Landed a couple of them as well. And ended up in the Douglas jail until the Dublin boat had sailed. Deported every man. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Yeah, listening to Country Meets Celtic Folks, and we were just getting carried away with Christy Moore's version of The Crack Was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Island Life, your weekly catch-up with what people are doing and what people are thinking here on Waiheke. Issues, events, personalities and more. Join us on Island Life, Waiheke Radio, Saturday mornings from 10 till 12. Brought to you by Placemakers Waiheke. Know how, can do.
Thank you.
now, Bill? This is a rather interesting track you've got featured
yes,
here.
Yes, well, we've got a country, American country roots performer, Steve Earle, singing a song about a Galway girl.
Galway girl, yeah.
This yeah, so this is something he must have written when he was doing a bit of travelling.
Yeah, rumour has it he was actually, it was a sort of tribute to Sharon Shannon, who comes from Galway, and Sharon Shannon is a box player, and after a bit, I mean, not on this record, but a bit later, she joined him on stage, and she plays along with him now whenever she can on the button accordion. Anyway, this is the Galway girl, Steve Earle. Galway Girl by Steve Earle. Yeah, a great track that. Enjoyed singing that, singing along with that.
Raw muscle.
Very, very good. And also that's for our mate Colin in Tauranga. He sort of reminded me of that song, and yeah, good. If you're listening, Colin, good on you. Now, we've got a song here called Barrett's Privateers. Privateers were, I suppose, like mercenary sailors, mercenary sort of soldiers, really. But this actually is a sort of true story. But this is performed by American group called the Irish Descendants. And I suppose there would be a lot of Irish descendants in America. Anyway, this is a good song with some sort of cutting lyrics. The Irish Descendants and Barrett's Privateers.
Oh, the year was 1778.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen.
God damn them all. I was told we cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Well, El said Barrett, cried the town,
how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men and all fishermen who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When the bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our crack 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our crack 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat bally Yank stove us in.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
So here I lay in me 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Island Life, your weekly catch-up with what people are doing and what people are thinking here on Waiheke. Issues, events, personalities and more. Join us on Island Life, Waiheke Radio, Saturday mornings from 10 till 12. Brought to you by Placemakers Waiheke. Know how, can do.
This is Country Meets Celtic with your hosts Trevor Summers and Bill Wall, and we're taking you through with some of the best music in country and Celtic style on Radio Waiheke, and we are broadcasting on 107.4 and 88.3. Now, Bill, how are you getting on?
Well, look, this is our traditional spot, traditional Back Mountain North Carolina banjo collection.
Can't get more Back Mountain than that. Yeah, go on.
And Hobby White is going to give us a little tune called Whoa Mule Whoa. Now, if you've ever known or heard Alex Healy play, this was a song that he was known for. And it's he used to jump up and down while he played the banjo at the folk club. So if anyone knows Alex, this will bring back memories, I'd say.
The mind boggles. Whoa Mule Whoa.
Thank you.
Wall. Now, that's a story about a mule, of course, and those mules, a lot of people have trouble getting them started, but also, once they get going, they have trouble stopping them. And there's words to that song, which is, whoa, mule, I say. Whoa, mule, whoa, I ain't got time to muck around. I want you to stop today.
I think you should have overdubbed it on top of that, Bill. It would have sounded quite good. He was singing along here. I thought, oh, that fits right well. Very good. It's Country Meets Celtic, and here we are in the studio playing you some of the best in country and Celtic music. Now, folks, this is a new band we've not played before. They're very popular in the UK. They're called Bellowhead. They're some youngsters, and they take some English traditional music, or traditional music full stop, and they fire it off in loads of different styles. This one is actually a sea shanty. You wouldn't believe it if you hear it. But this is their take on the sea shanty, Fire Maringo, Fire Away, Bellowhead.
Stay in March, but then he'll go.
Fire.
folks. Well, they don't call them Bellowhead for nothing. They bellowed out. How many in that band, Bill? Over
12.
There?
12. We've got their website up here, and there's 12 of them on stage here.
Trying to work out all the instruments, but we certainly got a trombone in there.
Tubas, trombone, saxophone. Bagpipes.
Plus the usual fiddles cornet, and the goodness drum. Knows what else. Yes. Oh, we're going to hear something else from Bellowhead next week.
That's the first time I've ever heard a brass band arrangement of a sea shanty.
Of a sea shanty, yeah.
Got to be good for you.
Fantastic stuff. Now, Bill, it's our classic country track.
Come on, all you truck drivers. Listen on and tune on up. We got something coming out to you now. Six days on the road.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I can find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, Waiheke. Join me, Sophie Joe, on the airwaves each Saturday from noon till 2 for Sojo's Mojo. You'll find out what's happening on and off the rock with a bit of music gossip and funky tracks in between. To keep your Saturday rocking, tune into Sojo exclusively on Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM. Rock it, yeah.
Before that, we had Sawyer Brown's version of 6 Days on the Road, our classic country song hit for this week.
And it's Country Meets Celtic with your host, Trevor Summers and
Dublin
Bill
Wall, to Dallas.
From Waiheke to Wyoming, we're here for you. Now, we better go into the traditional mode, I think. Sean Keane is a fantastic fiddle player from Ireland. He plays with the Chieftains, and so does Matt Malloy, as it happens, and he's a brilliant flute player. And lastly, we have Liam O'Flynn, who's a great pipe player. They all come from different bands. I don't think Liam's featured on this one, but this is a couple of hornpipes, the Bell Harbour hornpipe and the Old Ruined Cottage in the Glen. Traditional music at its best. Oh,
Listen a bit more carefully there. Actually, that was Matt Malloy doing a sort of solo effort with a guitar back in Sean Keane, and Liam O'Flynn weren't on that. Never mind, that's the album The Fiery Flame, and it's brilliant playing. Now, I suppose.
All that talk about a great fiddle player.
I know.
Where is he?
He was keeping quiet.
We'll get him next week.
We'll have him next week. Well, we will actually. It's a good idea because next week, folks, it's coming up to St. Patrick's Night.
Touch of the Blarney.
Oh, that's right. We'll give you a touch of the Blarney. So St. Patrick's Night is a week tomorrow, and that's on the 17th of March. And just to celebrate, your two hosts here, the Blackpool Boys, have got to put their money where their mouth is and do a bit of performing themselves. So we're going to be down at Molly Malone's or Malone's Pub. That's next Tuesday.
We'll be playing Irish with our accent.
Playing Irish stuff from about 6:30 to 8:30.
We'll be there.
6:30 to 8:30. It's free to go in, and
pay to come in.
That's correct. That's correct. And yeah, we promise you Guinness won't be green. Although I believe that's probably the case.
I think it's going to be green.
Yeah, green Guinness, no doubt. But that's next Tuesday.
That should be a great night.
We're going to be pushing it out. Not only that, but if you miss the fantastic Blackpool Boys on next Tuesday, Bill, tell them where they're going to be on Wednesday.
Well, it's the folk club's on the Wednesday night down at Anzac Bay, and the theme is Irish music.
Would you believe
all you folkies
it?
And most
did you say fogies or folkies?
Folkies. So the theme for the
night?
Folk club for the night is Irish music. So there'll be more Irish music again, and that's only $3 to get in for a great night of Irish music.
We're going to concentrate on the songs, and we're going to hopefully get a bit of singing and really get people going. So That's next
Tuesday
and Wednesday. So there you are.
Not this one, it's the one after.
That's right. So if you really want to know, well...
Sounds a little Irish.
It does a bit. Now, Bill, I'm going to ask you about Bubba Shot the Jukebox, and you better have a really good reply
for that. Yeah, here's a great song. Bubba Shot the Jukebox. You know, this is a classic country rock song. We're moving into the country rock bit here. Okay. And this is a song about Bubba.
Shot the jukebox. Say no more, let's have a listen.
We were all down at Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired that old jukebox up, song sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose, the pain of the song was inflicting. All at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox the last night, said it played a sad song that made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox. Night.
said he played a sad song that made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. He shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. Shook his head and said, "Bubba boy, you was always a dance one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming." Bubba hollered out, "Reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming." Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said he played a sad song and made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. He shot the jukebox, dropped it with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Love that drum at the end. Very good. Actually, Bubba. It's a great name, isn't it? Bubba. Okay, guys, folks, you're listening to Country Meets Celtic. It's Trevor Summers and Bill Wall here, taking you through to the hour with some of the best in country and Celtic music.
That's the name given to the youngest of this family, you see. Even if he happens to be 33 and driving a Ford and care pack in a 45, but he's still Bubba.
Still Bubba, okay. I saw a film about Bubba. It's a real... Ooh. Gruesome. Anyway, this is Kate Rusby. Kate Rusby is a beautiful singer from Yorkshire in England, and she's made a few albums now, and this is a 2007 album called Awkward Annie, and this is a track called High on the Hill. Kate Rusby.
Let's go over now. wrong and be proud. Oh, darling, then you'll see the devil will go round, round, round. High on a hill there's a sweet bird calling. All come together, are you in or are you out? He sings of a time when the sky was falling. All come together, I'll be in no doubt. Oh, darling, let's go.
High on the Hill from the album Awkward Annie, come out in 2007. You got a bit of banjo there, Will.
Beautiful. That was a little bit of frailing with double thumbing for those people that are banjo players. Okay. Lovely little bit of classic stuff there.
Now, you're going to round off with a bit of a line dance.
Oh, we've got Chris Lido and Garth Brooks singing What You Gonna Do With a Cowboy. A bit of country rock.
Let's get dancing, guys.
Got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own, or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that feeling you'll get over overnight.
What you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? See, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on the couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Well, Trevor, what are you gonna do with a cowboy if he don't saddle up and ride away?
That's a question for next week, folks. That's your question. What do you do with a cowboy? Okay.
Now, I'm being a bit generous here. Paul Simon, of Simon and Garfunkel fame, of course, he started off singing traditional and songs, and when he came over to England, he actually played a few folk clubs around where I was living, and, you know, for his £30 or whatever it was, before he had a hit. And in fact, basically his first hit, it became a hit when he was in England, doing his going around the folk club circuit. And he was performing, say, these traditional songs. And one of the traditional songs was Scarborough Fair. Scarborough Fair was a traditional song that he learned off Martin Carthy. And he actually, some people say he learned his actual finger picking from it as well. And so I thought, well, we'll play this. Most people probably know it. The traditional song Scarborough Fair, and with Simon and Garfunkel.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a canary shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, sparrow and snow-crested plough, without no seed or need, and echoes the child of a mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of fell, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion, parsley, sage, rosemary, and
Simon and Garfunkel there, the Scarborough Fair Cantinkle, two songs put together, really. One with a much more contemporary ring, and the other one a traditional English tune.
Sunday morning, tune into Mr. Fox, classic and new children's stories, funny songs, and of course, Mr. Fox's birthday calls. Brought to you by Loose Change, April Arcade on Iroha. Affordable gifts, toys, tools, and novelties. Mr. Fox, Sundays 8 until 10.
Fall out the door, fall out the door.
Now, Bill, we've come to the end of our show, I'm afraid.
It's goodbye from him.
It's goodbye from me. But we're going to go out with a ragtime tune. This tune's called Ragtime Annie. Bill knows it well.
Oh, yeah, cracker song. Good cracker song. My old mate John plays this on the fiddle very nicely.
Yep. And this is actually played on hammer dulcimer, Bill.
Oh, this is a nice change.
Bill Spence. He's an American. And the Bill Spence and his Fenigs All-Stars. Anyway, folks, we'll see you next time. And thanks for listening, if you have been.